Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of this station. They're my views, the views of our guests, the views of our callers, and we welcome your calls out across America at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. 464-8295, but please hold your calls for the time being, because we have with us on the line one of my favorite guests, and I'm sure she's yours as well, Dr. Kathy Burns, who's written so many of the books we carry here, books on the secrets of the Eastern Star, her book on Billy Graham and his friends. Her book on Freemasonic and occult symbols is certainly one of our best sellers. Why? Because they hide their symbols in plain sight, and you see them every day, and everybody else does, and people just don't recognize them. But you see, there really are secret movements out there. They do have their secret emblems. They put them on the back of the dollar bill. They put them on the screen of CBS. And we're going to be talking today about the symbols of NATO and the Illuminati, and on DARPA, and really whatever else Dr. Burns wants to talk about. Dr. Burns, thank you so much for being with us.
And thank you so much for having me.
Well, tell us a little bit about these symbols, or which one will we start with?
Well, I guess you mentioned NATO, so we might as well start there. NATO has been in the news quite a bit frequently, so I think it's an important one to cover. Just in March, President George Bush welcomed 7 new former Soviet bloc nations into NATO, and he said that this 55-year-old Western alliance would be strengthened because tyranny for them is still a fresh memory. And this ceremony actually was held on the South Lawn at the White House. Then in June of this year, for the European 2004 football championship, NATO's Raider aircraft was used over Portugal, and that was used to patrol against possible terrorist threats. NATO's also agreed to help out during the Greek Olympics. And I think it's interesting because NATO now includes 26 members, which is 13 doubled. And I find that interesting. Not that it's necessarily, it could just be coincidental, but in the occult, 13 or multiples thereof is a very important number. But now the logo for NATO just happens to be this four-pointed star. And in the book called The Dictionary of Mysticism, we find that the tetragram is a magic diagram consisting of a four-pointed star. It's symbolic of the four elements and has been used for conjuring the elementary spirits. So in other words, this symbol can actually be used, the symbol that NATO has for their logo can be used to bring forth demonic spirits. In addition to the four-pointed star, there's something else that I think is very significant on their symbol, and that is that in the upper left side of the symbol, there's the letters NATO, which obviously stands for their organization. But on the upper right side happens to be the mirror image letters O-T-A-N, in other words, NATO spelled backwards. And the black magic Satanists and occultists often spell and write backwards. So I find this mirror image to be fascinating.
Well, I think, you know, everything seems to have a dual message. One, the average person would look at it and say, well, that's just a four-pointed star, you know. I've got to have a certain number of points on every star. But these things have special significance to the occultists. And they put these things out all the time. They know the dual meaning, but of course they know the true meaning as well. The average individual, not realizing that, of course, we have these occult forces there, totally ignores these. And we'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. Kathy Burns to begin to talk a little more about the images that are hidden in plain sight. You'll want to get her book, Freemasonic and Occult Symbols. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, Coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, our special guest this afternoon is Dr. Kathy Burns, who is an accomplished writer, has written a number of books we carry on Alcoholics Anonymous, on the Secrets of the Eastern Star, on Masonry. She has a book on Billy Graham and his friends, but certainly one of our most popular books that we carry is her book, Freemasonic and Occult Symbols. Now, and signs. What are these occult symbols? Well, there is a world occult movement. There's always been, going back to the times of ancient Babylon, and there have always been secret societies. And you see their emblem on the back of the dollar bill. You don't recognize it because nobody's ever pointed it out to you. You see it on the lower right-hand corner when you turn on to CBS, and you'll see the eye there. And that is the occult symbol, and I'm sure Dr. Burns could go into great detail on that. I remember the World Future Society, which is an occult organization, many occultists on their board of directors, working towards this world government. And, of course, until recently, their logo was a circle made up of three sixes. If you look at the emblem of the Trilateral Commission, three intertwining sixes, you'll see this on the front page of Marilyn Ferguson's book announcing that there was an Aquarian conspiracy, and she was a leader of this. But Dr. Burns is talking now about the NATO emblem, and she's saying the NATO emblem is a four-pointed star, and on one side the symbol NATO, N-A-T-O, on the other side NATO spelled backwards, and this is a standard approach used by occultists. Would that be a fair statement?
Yes, it is. In fact, a former witch, David Meyer, says this about this Oten, quote, "The strange word Oten is the mirror image spelling of NATO, but witches would recognize the word Oten as the four representations of the serpent deity. In the word Oten, the O represents Ouroboros, the world serpent that circles the earth and is sometimes coiled in earth's womb. The T represents Thoth, which is the ancient Phoenician name for the same world serpent, which is seen in symbology as a serpent with its tail in its mouth. The A represents Abaddon, the serpent of the Delphic oracle or spirit of the pit. The N represents Magus, the serpent people of mystic knowledge," unquote. And then in addition to that four-pointed star, it seems that it has a hidden symbolism. Like you said, they hide these symbols in plain sight. If you really look closely on the black section, you can see what at least several people believe to be a rightward-leaning swastika. And of course, Helen Petrova Blavatsky tells us that there's few world symbols that are more pregnant with real occult meaning than the swastika. So this symbol here seems to be very, very occultic in nature.
Well, you know, the thing is, Dr. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, Dr. Burns has been telling us a little bit about the significance of the NATO spell backwards, and each one of the words refers to the serpent. Now, the serpent is the key to everything that is going on. In fact, the story of the serpent begins in the Garden of Eden. One of those is the circle made up of a serpent with, of course, its tail and its mouth. That is a very, very powerful occult emblem. I know if you get the Morals and Dogma written by Albert Pike, as you go into the 32nd degree, the only picture in that entire book we have reproduced on the front of our Millennium Summit syllabus, and it shows the world, and then on the top of the world is a serpent overlying the top of the world, and on top of that is a being with both a female and a male head, and of course all the Masonic symbols are reproducing this idea that a man has the ability to reproduce, and he stands on the serpent that, of course, overlaps the world. And, of course, the Masonry is a Luciferian organization, even though most Masons don't understand that. So the serpent is really key to so much of what we're seeing, isn't it, Dr. Burns?
Yes, it is. And that Ouroboros, again, it's just the serpent basically biting its tail, but it represents, at least to the occult world, the union of the male with the female. And this, again, is a symbol of reincarnation or a symbol of eternity. It's a sexual symbol. And we find this really blasphemous because they're telling us that this Ouroboros signifies the beginning and the end of life, the Alpha and Omega. Well, we know, according to the scriptures, that Jesus Christ is this Alpha and Omega. Revelation 22:13 says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last." But the occultist and masonry take this symbol and they use it in masonry, and they make it blasphemously refer to the snake, and then they're saying basically this is their god. So they have changed their god into Lucifer, but but they present it as a good and a holy symbol many times. But the snake is universally esteemed, you know, in Freemasonry, and of course, the occultist and Mason Manly Palmer Hall, he says, quote, "The serpent is the symbol and prototype of the universal Savior who redeems the world by giving creation the knowledge of itself and the realization of good and evil," unquote.
Now, of course, Manly Hall, who you're referring to, when he died, why the Scottish Rite magazine said, you know, this was the greatest of all Masonic philosophers. And he writes openly about the Luciferian aspects of Masonry. He was a Satanist. And what people don't understand is this is really what it's all about. There are satanic organizations. There are people who worship Satan because they think he is the good God and the God that we worship is the bad God. It sounds so crazy. People sort of scoff at it. And yet there are satanic organizations all throughout the world, this world today. And those of you who haven't seen this wonderful video we have, they sold their souls for rock and roll. We'll hear some of the rock stars talking about how they sold their souls to Lucifer. They're not joking, but they laugh because you don't believe them.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And then according to Masonic writer you mentioned there about how they change things around, well, Lynn Perkins, he's a Mason, and he said that the fall of mankind was actually something good. He said it wasn't a fall, but a betterment of our situation. And in fact, he said that we rose to divine status by partaking of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He adds that the advice that the serpent gave to Eve was wiser than the recorded command of God that would have, if obeyed, confined Adam and Eve and their descendants to the status of animals forever. You also mentioned Albert Pike. And he brags, again referring to the serpent, that it's the body of the Holy Spirit, the universal agent, the serpent, devouring his own tail. So this really is such a blasphemous thing, and they do really love Lucifer, and they do feel he is the true God. It's very sad.
And they really feel that it was wonderful that Eve ate the apple. Of course, it wasn't an apple, but it was the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That Eve did this because now men can be free. What are they free from? Why are they free from God's restraints that tell us, thou shalt not do this or that or the other thing? And that's the bad guy. The good guy, the good God, is the one who gives you total freedom to do whatever you want.
That's right. And like I just mentioned with Lynn Perkins, he said if they would have obeyed that command of God, they would have been confined to the status of animals forever. In other words, they really had to disobey God so that they could advance. If they could only see that they really did not advance, but they really did fall into a terrible, sinful state.
And as incredible as it may seem to a lot of people out there listening today, there really are people who have an entirely different worldview. They see nothing wrong with wars and pestilence and mass murder and genocide. After all, this is just a way of cleansing the earth.
That's right, and they do have to get rid of us. And the Bible does say that they will kill us and think that they're doing God a service. So again, they do have a God that they are worshiping. These are not atheists out there. They do have a universal Savior, a Redeemer of their, at least in their mind, and they will be serving their Savior when they kill the Christians or those who don't agree with their viewpoint.
Yeah, so as incredible as it seems, and so that's why an understanding of their symbols, of their philosophy is so vitally important. So, now, is there anything else we should cover as far as NATO is concerned?
I think that pretty well covers it.
All right, now, you were going to talk about the Illuminati, and then you were going to talk about DARPA, this government, this military agency. What was it? It was established under Admiral Poindexter's direction initially after 9/11. It was going to begin collecting dossiers on every American citizen. Well, I'm here. Let's hear what you have to say.
Well, DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. And under them, the Information Awareness Office, which was, like I said, under DARPA, they had a very interesting logo. Although I've been told that this symbol has now been removed from their website.
It has been, but we still have it. In fact, it's included in Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, A Cover-Up. Do you have that in your book at all?
No, I don't.
All right, go
ahead. My book came out before the logo did.
Why don't you tell our listeners what the logo is and what the importance of that is, and anybody who wants to see a copy of that, we'll be glad to send it to you if you just give us a call. But what was the symbol? What was the significance of this symbol of this government agency?
Well, this symbol has a circle with an outer border in which the words Information Awareness Office is printed. Within the circle are two more major symbols. The first one is the Alcyon eye of Horus, or actually Lucifer, and he's hovering over an unfinished pyramid of 13 layers of stones, which is the same symbol, of course, on the back of a dollar bill. The second major symbol in here is a globe, and it would be like this if you were looking at it from outer space. From the Alcyon eye, we see a light radiates and illuminates the Middle East area, and the symbol itself seems to sort of suggest that really the entire world, and not just the United States, is being watched. Now, what I find interesting is the acronym formed by Information Awareness Office, which is IAO, because in the occult, we find that the sun god Bel, or Baal, was actually called IAO. And in the pagan religion of Hinduism, we see there's a trinity of three gods, Brahma, the creator, Vishnu, the preserver, and Shiva, the destroyer. And Masonic author Edward Waite says this, quote, Shiva is the Babylonian Bel, identical with the sun god IAO, unquote. So therefore, the acronym formed by the name of this Bush administration office is the old pagan god, or the pagan name for the sun god. Now, again, we can't say it's definitely intentional, but it is very interesting. But with this in mind, known as the sun god, it's very interesting to note that the sun and its rays are dramatically outran from this IAO logo. Also, we see that there's an occultist, Israel Regardi, and he wrote this, quote, the final analysis of a keyword sums up the formula with the initials I, Isis, A, Apophis, O, Osiris, IAO, the supreme god of the Gnostics. Since the sun is the giver of life and light, the formula must refer to light as the redeemer. The order was predicated on the age-old process of bringing light to the natural man. In other words, it taught a cycle, spiritual technique, leading to illumination, to enlightenment, unquote. In Gnosticism, we find that IAO actually represents Jupiter, and the Satanist Aleister Crowley says that IAO, quote, is cabalistically identical with that of the beast and with his number 666, so that he who invokes the former invokes also the latter, unquote. But not only does DARPA have the IAO organization, in 1999 they actually awarded a 6.6, which I think is an interesting number, but a $6.6 million grant to a division of Isis Pharmaceuticals to develop broad-ranging countermeasures for biological warfare defense. Now, the logo for Isis Pharmaceuticals just happens to be the pyramid. And Masonic author R.H. McKenzie says this, quote, the right-angled triangle was also regarded as an important figure. Among the Egyptians, the base represented Osiris, or the male principal, the perpendicular Isis, or the female principal, and the hypotenuse Horus, their son, the product, unquote. Now, the picture on the press release for the Isis announcement was actually a pyramid along with a left eye. And it just so happens that Isis is represented by the left eye. Of course, Osiris is the right eye, and then Horus, it would be the single eye, which is really neither right nor left.
No, I was just going to say that what is this sort of a symbol doing on a government logo? Well, you know, it is very strongly occultic, satanic emblem. And of course, they eventually took it down as people across America began talking about it. But they would have left it up there if they could have put this over on the American people. They sort of laugh among themselves because they know what's going on. They just, and among themselves, these are inside jokes. They hide their emblems in plain sight, frankly, satanic emblems on a government department, a military department, DARPA.
That's right. And going back to ICE, well, I'll pick that up after.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment or two with Dr. Kathy Burns. But you, really, let me suggest, if you do not have a copy of her book, it's titled Freemasonic and Occult Symbols, you need to get it. How many pages is that, Kathy?
552.
It's an exhaustive book, tremendous amounts of information in there. The whole background of the Nazi movement was in the occult. The whole background of the communist movement really was in the occult. People do not understand that the occultism is at the basis of literally every major world movement today, including its strong ties into our own government.
very important book is called AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic. Actually, it's a book I wrote back in 1991 that tells you the story of the politics of the AIDS epidemic and the fact that doctors have been blocked at every turn from doing what was really necessary to stop the spread of this horrible plague, both in the United States and throughout the world. AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, it gives you my story of my effort working with an organized medicine, the fact that the doctors of the state of California consistently voted and supported an effective public health policy, and at every turn their efforts were frustrated by those working with an organized medicine, both at the state and national level, and the tragedy is that people are dying in America today unnecessarily. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WALK and ask for AIDS, the Unnecessary Epidemic, because you need to understand the background to this epidemic to understand what is really happening medically in America today.
A secret of healthy aging was recently found among people who have lived unusually long, healthy lives. The longest-lived woman, Jean Calment of France, who lived 122 years, and man, Antonio Todd of the Italian Isle of Sardinia, who lived 115 years, as well as the Queen Mother of England, who lived 100 years, outliving one of her daughters by 3 decades, was their daily consumption of red wine. But health authorities have been reticent to recommend an alcoholic beverage to the public at large until now. Longevinex is the world's first stabilized French red wine extract in a pill, without the calories and without the alcohol or sulfite preservatives. One Longevinex capsule provides the red wine molecules found in 5 glasses of the best red wine. Call 866-405-4000 to order Longevinex. It's a revolutionary dietary supplement. 866-405-4000.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
And this is Dr. Stan, and I just want... Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our guest is Dr. Kathy Burns. Her book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, is certainly one of my favorite books, and I think it will be yours too. You'll be fascinated as you begin to understand that literally all of the political movements throughout the world have their foundation in the occult, which is what James H. Billington says in his classic book, Fire in the Minds of Men. James H. Billington is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, used to be on the editorial board of their magazine, but he is the Librarian of Congress, a leading left-wing liberal, but he's quite open. Everything had its foundation in the occult. Most people think the French Revolution had to do with the Enlightenment and these ideas that came from Voltaire and Rousseau, and he said, no, you've got it all wrong. This is all occult. And it all really began when, of course, the aristocrats took their lighted candles off of the Christian altars and moved them onto the occult authors, altars. And, of course, it all has to do with this fascination with secret societies and these subversive movements which have dominated Europe. And, of course, it had such a profound impact on the history of the 18th and 19th century. So pick up the story from there, Dr. Burns.
Well, going back to the Isis Pharmaceuticals with DARPA that they're funding, we find that Osiris actually had a rebirth due to the spells performed by Isis. And, of course, Isis was known as the powerful sorceress, the great enchantress, the mistress of magic, the speaker of spells. And not only was she a sorceress, but she had always been the guiding light of the profession of prostitution. So, I think it's quite interesting to find out that this grant was actually awarded to Isis Pharmaceuticals, because the Greek word for pharmakia, or the Greek word pharmakia, actually means sorcery or witchcraft.
Well, this is dark. Go right ahead.
Okay. And since Isis was a powerful sorceress, this would fit with them funding her. So it all ties in together. But not only is DARPA funding Isis Pharmaceuticals, we find that they're funding a group called Institute for Software Integrated Systems, which just happens to be Isis for short. And additionally, DARPA is starting to plan for a blimp three times the size of Goodyear's that will keep watch over an entire city. Although DARPA won't begin actually soliciting research proposals until next year, the name, once again, happens to be ISIS for short. And it stands for Integrated Sensor Structure.
And I think it's so interesting that they wanted this total information awareness program. They wanted to start getting information tips, information from everybody about everybody, a system of universal spying, a total information awareness. And they were going to start setting up the dossiers. There was such a furor over this that Congress told them they couldn't do it, so it didn't really matter. They just simply shifted the program to another government department. And this is going on now. They're collecting dossiers on you and your children for the time when they will be used against you. This is so incredible. And the average American shrugs and says it couldn't be true.
Well, not only the dossiers, but this here that I just mentioned, the integrated sensor is structure. It's actually a flexible radar antenna. And in the words of DARPA program manager Larry Corey, he actually says it's, quote, a dynamic, detailed, real-time picture of all movement on or above the battlefield, friendly, neutral, or enemy. So, yes, they're watching you. And then also DARPA's a man there by the name of Paul Bennett, he's added this, quote, we will apply this technology to track people emerging from buildings of interest and follow them as they move to new locations. Imagine the impact it will have if ISIS tracks the movement of individuals for months. Hidden webs of connections between people and facilities will be revealed, unquote. That is their quote, not my quote. So we see this logo for the IAO, or the Information Awareness Office, with an eye watching the world. Seems to be very intentional.
And if anybody has not seen that emblem, which is the pyramid, cap on the all-seeing eye, looking at the world, why it was originally on the DARPA website. They took it down. If you want to get a copy, it's in Dennis Cuddy's book, The Cover-Up, which we do carry. And if you don't want to get the book and you'd like to get just the emblem, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the DARPA occult emblem, because it is occult. Where is the outcry? Have you heard this discussed by Rush Limbaugh or Bill O'Reilly, those two great conservative champions of individual freedom? And they're not going to talk about anything occult. Why, of course, because you're not supposed to understand this is a spiritual battle. Wouldn't you agree, Kathy?
Oh, definitely. And again, it's just an eye. You see eyes everywhere. But that's just the point. They do have eyes everywhere, but they have intentional meanings for when they display these eyes or whatever.
And, of course, they want to be watching. They want to be monitoring. They're moving towards the world of George Orwell of 1984. Only this will be far more inclusive. And remember how it was described? A boot stamping on a human face forever.
Have you ever wondered what the Vietnamese War was really all about? Why America, the most powerful nation in the world, spent 10 years fighting in Southeast Asia against a nation the size of the state of Mississippi, and America lost that war? Do you really believe that happened by accident? There's so much to the story of Vietnam that the American people have never really known. And in our four-tape set, Vietnam, The Untold Story, you're going to get the information that you need to understand the tragedy of that event. Call 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, and ask for Vietnam, The Untold Story, the story of what really happened in Vietnam that has been suppressed from the American people for the last 20 years.
Leading edge dentists know the profound effect dental materials and procedures have on the health of the entire body. If you've been searching for a holistic trained dentist who can safely treat you, look no further. Dr. David Biles has been a leader in the Santa Cruz dental community for nearly 20 years. He built a solid reputation providing exceptionally high quality cosmetic and restorative dental care long before learning the very real hazards of common dental practices. Now, as a faculty member of the Institute of Natural Dentistry, Dr. Biles has begun lecturing nationally to other dentists on alternative and complementary dental care. On request, Dr. Biles will safely remove toxic dental materials from your mouth while substituting them with safe, non-allergenic restorations. Call Dr. Biles today and take the next step to improve your health. With sedation and nitrous oxide available, Dr. Biles can help even the most anxious patients. Call 423-0121 and schedule a visit now. That's 423-0121.
Stan, and a few weeks ago, why Kevin DeMeritt of Lear Financial contacted us and asked if he could sponsor some of our programs. Well, I looked into the background of the company. They have an excellent reputation, so I think it's a good time to think very seriously about investing in precious metals. Why? Because we have inflation, we have a progressively devalued dollar, that we've lost almost 30-40% of our value of our currency, and we know that people like Warren Buffett are investing overseas. They're not investing in American currencies. Why not give the people at Lear Financial a call at 1-888-302-7111, that's 1-888-302-7111, and ask for their free audio seminar. Again, the number 1-888-302-7111. I think this is an excellent time to consider protecting your assets. And this is Dr. Stan, and of course I want to mention we do carry Miracle 2 products. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest this afternoon, Dr. Kathy Burns, her book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, and we've got on the line Mike from Phillip, Phoenix. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Yeah, hi, Stan. Dr. Burns, what can you tell us about the Star of David or the Star of Solomon on the Israeli flag?
Well,
what's the origin is that, of that?
Well, the origin is right out of the occult. The hexagram itself actually is two triangles put together, and it was always used as a standby for magicians and alchemists. And the sorcerers believed that it actually represented the footprint of a special kind of demon called a trud, and it was used in ceremonies both to call up demons and to keep them away. In fact, they said that a hexagram must actually be present to call forth a demon. And, of course, we get the word hex from the word hexagram or the Star of David, you know, the hex meaning the six. And we find out that actually the hexagram contains three sixes in it. There's the six sides, the inside part, and so on. So there's actually a 666 within it. And, yes, it is definitely an occultic symbol. I know many people feel it's a symbol, you know, representing Judaism. And in our minds, it does. But we have to realize that, like, those who had chosen this in the first place had, like, occult backgrounds or whatever. So it is not a good symbol. It's definitely a cult symbol.
But of course, Mike, we have occult symbols on the back of our currency, and we find them here on the DARPA's website. So these occultists are every place. They're always laughing at us because, of course, they don't see the symbols. They hide in plain sight.
Yeah. In fact, the hexagram is on the, according to some people, if you connect the dots of the stars on the back of the bill, it
yes.
forms a the same star.
You're absolutely right. Anything else, Mike?
No, sir. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. And I get those people down there in Phoenix listening to our program, will you?
I'll try.
All right. Well, Dr. Burns, why don't you just sort of pick up from there? Anything else we should talk about DARPA? Do we want to go into the Illuminati?
I think the Illuminati online logo is a fascinating one as well, so if you want to move on to that, I will.
Well, now, you say the Illuminati online. Do they have a website up there now?
It's a website in Austin, Texas, and their logo happens to be basically a pyramid with a circle surrounding the capstone. And, of course, the name itself is an interesting one, but I think there's other, would you say, coincidences about this?
Well, go right ahead.
First of all, we find that the IOCOM, or IO, meaning Illuminati Online Corporation, whose logo is also a pyramid, has its roots in this original Illuminati Online. And what it really is, it's like a bulletin board service that Steve Jackson Games Incorporated ran to promote his gaming community. But I think there was a very interesting notice dated November 9th, 1999. It says this, quote, "Welcome, Governor Bush. IO welcomes a new co-location customer, the official website for the George W. Bush campaign," unquote. The notice goes on to say that the Bush campaign actually chose IO, or Illuminati Online, over, quote, "several high-quality Internet providers with first-class connectivity," unquote. So we actually know that there were other choices available, but this is the one that the George Bush 2000 campaign had chosen for their website. Now, I think we need to know who Steve Jackson is. In 1990, Jackson was working on a game which he called Illuminati New World Order. By 1994, he had marketed his game, which became a huge success. Now, in this deck of cards, we find some very interesting ones. There's a card for post office shootings, one for jihad, another one for suicide squad. There's a card for state lotteries, mass murders, others fraternal orders. One card was actually labeled the Internet Worm. Now notice, I said a worm, not a virus. And just recently, we did have the blaster worm that infected many computers. Another card was labeled BATF, and there's a burning building in the background. Another interesting card actually shows an anthrax attack.
Oh, I'm sorry, that one with the building burning in the background, wasn't that the World Trade Center?
Oh, that's another card.
Oh, that's another card.
That's
and
another
what,
one. Yeah.
What year did these come out, these cards?
1994.
1994. So this is a game. It's an Illuminati game. And my understanding is that the people from the government came around and tried to stop them from actually producing this game. But they were able to prevail in court. So the game is out there. The cards were circulating. And one of the cards, and I'm going to just steal a little thunder from Dr. Burns, shows this the World Trade Center in flames. The flames shooting out just exactly where they were 7 years later when the plane crashed into it. Pick up the story there.
Well, that card is labeled Terrorist Nuke, which is a very interesting title for that card. There's also the Pentagon on fire, and that card shows a fire burning basically just in the center courtyard, but the rest of the building looks undamaged enough so that the normal activities can continue. So, you know, it seems very, very strange that he could foresee all these things like at least 7 or more years in advance.
But it's not really strange when you understand they're tapping into supernatural power.
That's true.
But and this is what every true fortune teller does. I mean, there are a lot of frauds out there, but there are some people who are capable of divining the future, just as they're able to divine water and other forms of knowledge. I mean, you certainly don't want to have anything to do with these people because your eternal soul is at risk, but there really are people who can foretell the future, but they tap into truly demonic forces.
That's true, and then sometimes the future is not being so much foretold as just being planned out as an agenda.
Right.
And we don't know which way. I mean, it could be either way. I mean, Satan certainly can foretell the future. He knows how he wants to plan things out, and he can easily do it. But see, this person, Steve Jackson, is the one who actually operated the Illuminati online website, which happened to be the server that Governor Bush at that point chose for his campaign. And it just so happens that under his presidency, many of those cards actually came into being. So, again, we don't know. It could be very coincidental. And I also, it's, again, coincidental probably, but the date that they announced Bush as the new customer was 11-9, which happens to be the mirror image of 9-11. And Laura Bush on Foundation for America's Libraries is still advertising as of this week on that website.
Well, a lot of strange things that go on, aren't they?
Very strange.
And you tell this to the average person, they look at you, their eyes glass over, and they say, it just couldn't be true. I don't believe it. And you know, you could even show them some of these symbols, and, well, I don't believe it. And it's not that they don't believe it. They don't want to believe it because it's really too horrible to contemplate. And yet, it is what brought me into Christianity, was realizing that there was this organized evil out there, and then the realization that if there's organized evil, then maybe there is truly a God.
That's true. And I mean, sometimes it takes those type of things to speak to, you know, someone like you even. Someone who wasn't ready to accept that sometimes this is what will open their eyes. But I do think it's almost too scary for many people to realize, or if they do say, yes, you're right, now what must I do? And then that's a problem, too, because they're not really willing to do anything.
Well, but of course there will be a few who will, like yourself and myself and some of the other people who are doing what we're doing, will join this epic struggle to try to educate the people. And really, what this is God's battle, but we're called to be on the front lines of this, letting people understand the true nature of the spiritual battle in which we're involved.
Right, and when you realize, you know, you can say, oh, they just took that symbol out of thin air. And granted, some of these people have, or they may have liked the symbol and not known the meaning behind it. But when you realize that many of those behind this actually belong to the secret societies, Rosicrucians, or Masonry, or whatever, then you know that they knew, or at least the demon control in them certainly knew, and helped them select the symbol when they got it.
And you know, most people don't even know that the Rosicrucians are alive and well, and they have a temple right over in San Jose here. They have at least one other temple I know here in the United States, and they hold their conventions. And of course, the foundations of Rosicrucianism are in the occult. Most Rosicrucians, you know, unless they get into the upper echelons, don't understand that, but it is a secret society. It operates, and it operates right here in, you know, just 50 miles away from where I'm sitting today.
Right. I've gotten several of their their materials, you know, and talking about them, actually, I believe it's in their temple there that they have the same type thing as Masonry with the black and white yin and yang flooring there. And also, one of their symbols is the bee in the rose. And they claim that the bees around the rose actually represent the believers who receive divine nourishment. But we find out that in the occult, Nimrod was actually represented as a lion with a bee in his mouth. And of course, as you recall, Nimrod was called the mighty hunter before the Lord. And that word before in the Hebrew means against. And by reading the context, we actually see that it was Nimrod who was in rebellion against God, and he's the one, of course, that we know built the Tower of Babel in defiance and rebellion.
What's so interesting about that, Kathy, is that there is a poster, and it's used all over Europe to back the European unit, and it shows this picture of the incompletely built Tower of Babel. And then, of course, I'm sure you've seen it with all these upside-down stars there, of course, five-pointed star pentagrams, but the point is down, which, of course, is a cult. It's the symbol of the goat. And those pictures you will find all over Europe pushing this idea of European Union. But in Strasbourg, Germany, they actually built a replica of this Tower of Babel, the incomplete built building. I don't know if you've ever seen pictures of that, but, you know, it's so blatant what this is really all about. It's a return to Nimrod's effort to unite the world into one by the man who was against God.
Right, and author Edward Waite, who was a very well-known Mason, also heavy into the occult, and he says, as regards Masonry, Babel, of course, represented a Masonic enterprise. And then John Yarker was another Masonic author, and he boasts that, quote, it is well known that the Tower of Babel, or Babel, was one of the most ancient traditions of Masonry, unquote. And of course, they want to take us back to the world being as one. And in reference to the stars that you mentioned for Europe, they're not only the five-pointed upside-down satanic star, but in the occult, when they distort the star, that has a very occult significance, and all those stars are very much so distorted.
Yes,
they're not a regular upside-down five-pointed star.
You're absolutely right. I never realized, of course, that the distortion of the star was an occult, had occult significance.
I have some pictures of the distorted five-pointed stars in my Masonic and Occult Symbols book as well, and I believe it was Manly Palmer Hall again who said, you know, when they want to let you know that this is the satanic symbol, They will either upside down it to make it look like the goat's head, or they'll definitely distort it. So yes, it's very occult in significance.
And of course, for those who do not know, Manly Palmer Hall was a Satanist. In fact, our good friend Bill Sneblin used to take instruction from him when he was into Satanism. And Palmer Hall instructed him in this darkest of all of the occult arts. And they're there, they're working, they're organized, and they're working with the upper echelons of so many different organizations, not just one, but so many organizations, and most people have no concept at all that they're even there. But the significant thing, and once you understand what their symbols are, you will see them everywhere. And that's why the book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated, I think is one of the finest books that we have. We have to offer over 500 pages. How many different emblems do you have in there?
About 728 illustrations.
And so they're there, and you need to understand what they are, and you need to get the book. And then suddenly you will begin to see them every place. In fact, Manly P. Hall wrote a book called The Secret Teachings of All Ages, and I'm sure you know that book.
Mm-hmm.
And that was where I first got my glimpse of the fact that these emblems have been hidden in pictures down through the ages. They're in wood carvings, they're there in architecture, they're there in paintings, and in sculpture. It's all there, and this is how they let other people know who they are. This is it's sort of like the various symbols that Masons have to identify one another, signs that they have. They do this in art and elsewhere. I'm sure you're well acquainted of Manly P. Hall's writings.
Yes, and in his book, The Lost Keys of Freemasonry, he refers about that the Mason really cannot progress upward until he learns to take those seething energies of Lucifer in his hand and control them. And after that, then he can progress. So he's definitely a Luciferian. And yet, like you mentioned earlier, the Scottish Rite Journal really bragged him up as one of their men, one of the best men they had, basically. They loved his materials.
And in fact, I think his book, Lectures on Ancient Philosophy, was one of my favorites, because there he explained what Masonry is about. He said it's a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer fraternity of men who having a good time and just enjoying this, but they don't understand there is an inner fraternity that is made up of those who study the Ancorum and Ancanorum. And I had to go to my dictionary to look up the meaning of the words, and of course the meaning says the secret and the secret of secrets.
Right. And there are always meanings within. And then, of course, as one former witch has said, he said that all occultists mark their products. And he was looking one day at the Heinz ketchup bottle or Heinz products, and he kept saying, where is their marking? I just can't seem to see it, but I know there has to be a marking here. And he said he kept looking and looking, and all of a sudden he says, I realized that the symbol was the label itself because it's in the form of a keystone. And again, we're going back to Masonry. The keystone is a very important symbol in Masonry. And Martin Wagner, he has a book called An Interpretation of Freemasonry, and there he says, quote, the keystone is a symbol of the phallus, unquote. Now, what's important, Heinz was a Skull and Bones member. His widow, Teresa Carey, just happens to be the current wife of John Kerry, who is a Democratic presidential candidate.
Who also belongs to Skull and Bones.
Who is also Skull and Bones. And, of course, our current president is Skull and Bones. And I might add that both Bush and Kerry are distant cousins.
Really? It's a small world. Well, it's sure good that we've got such a great choice here in November between two members of a secret occult organization. And both Bush and Kerry have said that they cannot discuss it publicly because it's so secret. And we can only ask, what is their real allegiance? Is their allegiance to the Constitution in America or to the agenda of this secret society that George Bush's father and grandfather and two or three other members of the Bush clan belong to? Because this is intergenerational occultism.
Right, and there again is basically the secret of secrets, or the inner circle of Masonry. They may not call it Masonry, but it's more, would you say, evil and dark even than the normal Masonry that the average person would belong to.
And the people who've been to the tomb find the swastikas everywhere.
Right.
And the skulls and the bones, the human skulls and the human bones, an obsession with death. And of course, why would anybody want to be in such an organization? Because it's the pathway to power. Do you have any parting thoughts? We've got about a minute to go, Kathy.
Well, I just want to mention that again. We've got to make sure that we keep our eyes on the Lord. We can get focused on so many other things and forget where we really need to look. And we really need to spend time reading God's Word and praying, and the Lord will lead us into all truth, as John 16:13 says. And finally, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
Well, thank you so very much for being with us. Our guest has been Dr. Kathy Burns. Her book, Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. Her book, The Secrets of the Eastern Star. We have her book on Masonry. We have her book on Billy Graham and his friends. We've got a couple of other books. The one you really want to get, first of all, will be Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. And you'll find out where Adolf Hitler's mysterious power came from and how he was able to mobilize an entire nation for evil. God bless you. Thank you so very much for being with us.
And thank you for the privilege. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Another of our fascinating four tape sets is entitled Concentration Camps, and it's four interviews with people talking about the move to establish concentration camps in the United States. Now, most people say that's foolish talk. We couldn't have that. And yet, if you listen to these tapes, you'll find out that those camps are a reality. They are being set up in case of civil disturbance. And, of course, the authority for the establishment of the concentration camps comes from the executive orders, which were actually put through during the time of the Reagan administration. For documentation of the location and the background to the formation of these camps, their establishment, and what may very well happen, or what they may be used for in the future, I suggest you call our 800 number, 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. That's 1-800-5-HIV-WAR, for America, our values, our future are under attack today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when we want to remind you that we have all sorts of things here that will really give you an insight into what's really going on behind the scenes, information you won't get to other sources. And we have, of course, a four-tape set on Aleister Crowley and his friends. Aleister Crowley had a home on Loch Ness. He was referred to as the other Loch Ness monster by the people who knew him. He was a Satanist. He was involved in child sacrifice. He was a homosexual. He was a 33rd degree Mason. Well, he was much higher than that, in the Masonic order. 12 years after he was a 33rd degree Mason, he was tapped to go into the upper echelons of evil. He formed his own organization. In fact, so much of what's going on today, whether it would be the work of Kinsey, which led to the breakdown of our moral fabric of our society, or Timothy Leary, who was pushing drugs, or Harry Hay, who formed the homosexual liberation movement, the gay liberation movement, they were all Crowleyites. Even the man who worked with Hugh Hefner, pushing Playboy and pornography, was a Crowleyite. And when you understand Crowley, you can understand what's going on now. This is all beautifully brought out in a four-hour video we have. They sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll. You'll certainly want to get that, and we have it actually, the four-hour version, or the 10-hour version of They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, and you'll hear the people actually talking about it. We sold our souls to the devil. And, of course, that is the source of great power. That is the source of great riches. What was rock and roll all about? Sex, drugs, and rock and roll that destroyed the morality of a whole generation of our youth here in the United States. You can call right now. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and let me just remind you the name of the book. We hope you'll want to get it. It's Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated by Dr. Kathy Burns. And, of course, we carry our other books on Masonry, on the Secrets of the Eastern Star, on the Alcoholics Anonymous, on the Billy Graham and his friends. But if you're going to get one book, get Masonic and Occult Symbols Illustrated. You'll use this repeatedly, because you'll suddenly begin to realize that these symbols surround you on all sides. And then we mentioned earlier some of the other four tapes that you need to get. Aleister Crowley and His Friends is one of my favorites, because Aleister Crowley, who had a home on Loch Ness, was known as the other Loch Ness monster. And his followers today dominate the music field. They work in the Kinsey Institute. They work in the pornography industry. They work in the homosexual movement. All of this is the byproduct of Aleister Crowley. And, of course, don't forget that Timothy Leary was also a Crowleyite, of one of his disciples. You see, all of this is satanic. If you look and see what's going on in our society today, why our children are as mixed up as so many of them are, and it's all this influence in our schools, do what thou wilt. That is the whole of the law. That's what we're teaching our children in schools, that are values clarification. We're teaching them to make adult decisions. And how do you make a decision without a God's guidance? And you're not going to be able to make an intelligent decision, because it's going to be your morality and not the morality of God. And freedom is not the ability to do what you want to do. It's the ability to do what you should do according to God's laws. So we hope many of you will go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and look at the various items we have there. The Pagan Agenda Special, or simply the four-tape set, but we have so much information out there that you need to get. If you were concerned about the what's going on in our society, you may want to get the amazing clips or the amazing clip videos. We have a three video, I think they have about 4 hours of videos called the Amazing Clips. And you'll actually see the concentration camps. You'll see the leading evangelical minister in America saying, "You don't have to be a Christian to go to heaven." You'll see our leaders talking about the New World Order. You'll see religious leaders, who should know better, embracing other occult religions. The Amazing Clips, it's almost 4 hours of videos, something that every American should see, and you'll never look at the world through the same eyes again. And, of course, we have a video, Masonry, Friend or Foe. We have four tape sets on the secret agenda of Freemasonry and Freemasonry Updated. We have material at my website you're just not going to find elsewhere. So remember, it's RadioLiberty.com. We do hope many of you out there will decide you're going to help us as we 4 hours every day on shortwave, 4 hours every day on satellite, 5 hours every day on radio, 5 hours every day at the internet, are reaching out trying to bring people the truth about what's going on. And so remember, our website is RadioLiberty.com. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Let me remind you, we're going to be having an all-day seminar here on the 6th of November, and we're going to have Joe Schimmel, who put out the video, "They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll," and other great speakers. It's going to start at 8 o'clock in the morning and go to 5 in the evening. That's November 6th, and we hope you'll put that date aside and plan on being here in the Monterey Bay area. I'm sure you'll have a good time. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America. We ask you to pray for our leaders and for our ministers. We ask you to pray for revival. Because if America does not turn back to God, do you know any reason why God should ever protect this country or bless it again? And we're heading into a chaotic period. After the election, they're going to collapse the economy. They're going to expand the war over there in the Middle East as we move towards Iran and Syria. They're going to suddenly find one day that the weapons of mass destruction were hidden in Syria. Oh, shucks, we didn't know that at all. Well, we're going to have to just go to war with Syria. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.